The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? Here we are. We're back in the old National Bank studio for another fun-filled edition of Crosstalk Unhinged, minus the good kid who is doing his own unhinged God in Vegas right now. How unhinged is it getting for Yurko right now?
I saw some golf clips. The place where he was playing was looked glorious.
Oh, spectacular, I'm sure. I mean,
well, that's
the debauchery
unhinged, though.
Well, I get it. That's all I've seen. That's all I've seen. I haven't seen any true debauchery.
Right. Is he putting any balls in holes, though, other than
on the course?
The course, yeah. Well, Meller in for, how about this?
Hey, Meller.
Not only is Meller doing the Carmen and Yurko show on the air, Jeffrey is now going unhinged with us.
See, this is a role for Jeff. Jeffrey is the buttoned-up alter ego that you
guys
have given.
That's what I'm saying. Jeffrey is transforming into his unhinged self.
I got you. You guys generally see Jeff.
We generally see him, yes. I will tell you this about Yurko's trip in Vegas right now. He's doing lots of one of two things. Hookers and blow, and he doesn't do blow. So you go ahead and figure it out.
Really? I don't think he'd like you having...
Oh, I'm busting his fucking balls. Okay. I'm kidding. I'm not being serious,
The good
Waddle.
Kid doesn't have to go to the ranch for that.
Please, of course. Well, you never know. He might want it just to check it out. You have no... Who knows?
Just at the center bar.
It's legal there, right?
You don't have to go to one of the ranches. All you have to do is go to one of the bars and one of the ladies sitting there.
And then we'd be the guys, like, at the end of the night, and we'd watch this beautiful lady going up to the elevator bank with Yurko, and we'd be like, fucking, look at this guy, this jackass. That's a prostitute.
And then you would be saying, she's working.
Absolutely. There's a working girl for you.
Isn't there, though, like a county thing with Vegas?
I think there is.
I think Clark County is in particular where it's legal.
How would you know that, Jeffrey?
I think he's right.
Back in the day, and I don't know if it is in Vegas.
I don't think it's technically legal in Vegas. Yeah. Right. I think you're right. You have to go outside to a subsequent county.
It would be like saying it's legal in Chicago. No, it's not. But if you go to Morton Grove, you can get your shit done.
Well, but there are.
Right? I mean, you kind can, of.
Take it from me, who grew up in Milwaukee, you could definitely not get your shit done in Morton Grove. Okay. My mom lives in Morton Grove right now. You cannot get your shit done in Morton Grove.
I'm just using it as an example, a proximity example.
Well, I do think if you drive like 30 miles or 20 miles, then all of a sudden you're in a county where it's legal. Yeah, I like how the rules work in Nevada. That's Nevada. Who the hell knows?
Wait. Not legal here, but 4 feet over here.
All good.
Do whatever you
want. Don't worry about it. Go nuts, folks.
It is fucked up the way laws work, though, sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows?
Well, think about how Chicago and Illinois used to work with gambling back in the day with the casinos where... Sure. First, when the riverboats were first legalized,
they had to be docked, right?
You had to go out to sea.
They had to go out.
That's why they were all on the riverboats.
There were boarding times, remember?
Right. And, so when you were docked, all the gaming was done.
Correct.
You could not play a hand of blackjack.
That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life.
But as soon as you went out to the river.
We're 5 feet away from the bank.
All right, everybody.
International waters.
Wait. You say it was dumb, but I think it was dumber when at some point, didn't they switch over? And then you still had to be on the boat, on the river.
On the river. Yeah. You couldn't be in a brick and mortar. Right. You had to cross over onto like the gangway onto the river. Boat on the river.
And at that point, they didn't even have to leave.
No.
Which almost is stupider.
What the fuck is wrong with us?
Isn't it amazing?
What's wrong with us?
They're like, well, you don't have to actually go take the boat out anymore. Let's save on energy costs and gas. But it's got to be docked on the river, and otherwise you can't get. It's like it's so fucking.
I mean, I don't want to go too far and deep into this conversation.
No,
but,
let's do it.
But when you're 18, you can actually
go
defend your country,
right? Sure.
But you can't fucking have a cold beer. Like, I mean, come on.
It is crazy. I know.
Yeah, it's like we do some really stupid shit in the
advanced
country in the world.
You could vote, you could serve, and then at 21 you can drink, but you can't rent a car by yourself.
Exactly.
That's the dumbest.
You're going to be 25 to fucking rent a car in this.
Well, maybe I kind of get that. You're still pretty stupid when you're 21, you know?
Here's a rifle. Go defend the country.
Well, but that's...
You won't do anything stupid because you're 18.
It might be something stupid, but...
I mean, like, it does. None of it makes sense. None of it.
They need you when you're young to defend the country. That's when you're strongest. You're strong like bull when you're 18.
I get it.
You know, they need you young. I'm they got to mold your mind and your body.
That portion of the conversation I'm good with. I can't have a beer, though?
It is crazy.
Right. That's the part of the conversation that I'm struggling
with. It's all goofy.
What about, and we've talked about it now, too, with the state of Illinois gambling. Like, especially now, Illinois is good, and like, college football, like... Illinois is going to play some competitive football games here.
They're a favorite on the road. Who would have thought we'd be saying that?
I can't go on DraftKings and play them.
No.
But my wife can go on fucking line and buy lottery tickets.
The dumbest thing is, exactly. You can do that. Because you can't, their argument is you can't impact the outcome.
Well, but let's drill down on that for a second. The idea is that if you're in the same state, you can go down to Champaign and potentially pay off kids. This is your big concern.
Correct. But here's the thing.
But the reality of that versus what's going on.
Well,
like
but Notre Dame, which is 90 miles from Chicago, I could gamble on.
Notre Dame's probably closer than Champaign, isn't it?
Exactly.
You can get to South Bend before you're going to get to Champaign.
Absolutely.
Of course. Right? Or how about Northwestern was playing Nebraska to start the year
in Ireland?
In Ireland, and I don't think we could gamble on that.
We could not. Now, the craziest thing is if you go to Hawthorne and you go to the book, the points bet, because they have a brick and mortar book. You can bet it.
See, again, that's the riverboat thing.
Yes. So you can walk into Hawthorne and bet Illinois -7.5 against Nebraska this week or the under in the Northwestern game. Look,
what are we doing?
How about Northwestern Iowa, by the way? Good luck to you, everybody.
Yeah, no, thanks.
What the fuck? Iowa this weekend. Holy shit.
We have the technology. We don't have the common sense. Like, we can do anything.
Right.
We just have no common sense.
Yeah.
It's like why can I go into the building? As you guys having this conversation, I'm going... Boy, this is really stupid. This makes me question whether or not Abdallah's right about the first moon landing. And then I'm like, no, fuck that. We could land on the moon. We just couldn't present it correctly. Right. It's like, yes, we have the technology to gamble. Our rules are just stupid.
Did you guys watch the Donaghy?
Yes.
The Netflix series. Untold? Is that what it's called, Sylvie?
Not Untold. I'll look What's it up called? Here. But yes, it's a whole series.
It's a whole series. And the Donaghy one's good, isn't it?
It's spectacular.
It's really good.
And the way this, like, how simple really it was with two of his buddies and the way that they started gambling on these things.
And he swears all he was feeding them was information about the other refs.
Right.
Because he knows them also well.
The
their tendencies and the scouting reports. And, you know, Dick Bavetta's pissed off at this guy and this coach from something that happened 2 weeks ago, and he's going to stick it to him tonight. So be on the lookout in this game because Bavetta's the official.
I have a buddy who used to play golf with Donaghy.
Donaghy, really?
Yeah.
It was fascinating. Well, I really got to admit.
And I'm not spoiling anything. Everyone should watch it. It was one of my what to watch fours like 2 months ago.
Okay.
But like one of it, Donaghy had two friends who he partnered with, and the two friends hated each other.
Yeah.
One of the friends hated the other friend.
Yeah.
They couldn't stand each other.
They were like just mutual acquaintances through Donaghy.
Right.
He was the guy that brought them both together.
It's on Netflix. It's called Untold Operation.
Oh, you were right.
Operation Flagrant Foul.
There you go. Operation Flagrant
Foul. Is it one show?
It's one show. It's a series. Like, they
did the Malice at the Palace,
they did.
Right?
Malice at the Palace.
They did the hockey team.
The minor league hockey team.
I love that one.
During the lockout or strike for the NHL. It was the mob boss who buys a minor league hockey team for his son.
Yeah. Yep.
And then it's during the lockout and a couple of pros from the NHL join this team.
Yeah. That one was really good,
And the biggest thing is that, like, it was, you know, they, like any good minor league affiliate, like a baseball, they realize that they're trying to entertain the fans, and they ended up grabbing a couple enforcers who became like critical parts of the team. They'd fight, and it was just in the, you know, small. I think it was in New Jersey.
It was, right? I believe
it was like a small area in New Jersey, and it became like everyone loved going. They were selling out the arena.
Yeah, free for all, and you gotta love it. But the Donaghy, I was thinking of that because of the gambling and like the influence, and what are you really going to influence, and what are they trying to protect against? I mean, it's gambling's out there now. It's in the open. It's legal.
It's always been.
You can bet on the Bears, but you can't bet on college. Why? Because someone can, like, infiltrate a young kid's mind more, or influence a kid more.
I don't think it's about the mind. I think it's the fact that because they're not making the money that professional athletes
are.
They're
more susceptible to being manipulated.
More likely, too, they're not, a lot of them aren't going pro, so they don't have the payday down the road. So if they just, you know,
but it just doesn't
point
make,
shave or take
but most
something.
Of those kids, then you would, the argument against that would be those kids don't have a material impact on a game. Because the kids that would have a material impact on the game are the ones that are either getting cash or have the ability to go pro. So I think I get that. That is a, I mean, it is the explanation they use, but it's a totally hollow explanation for not being able to gamble on Illinois here in the state.
Either you should be able to gamble on college or not, because to the point about Notre Dame, just okay. You know, we're crossing state borders here, but we can still get to plenty of places in Indiana.
It's like fireworks.
I can't bet on Illinois basketball this year, but I can bet Valpo. It takes me 20 minutes to get to Valpo. I'll go corrupt some kids in Valpo. You know?
Why can you buy your fireworks over in Northwest Indiana, which can't
in Wisconsin now, too.
I buy mine in Wisconsin.
Well, I'm just saying, either way.
Boy, they're spectacular.
Like, what are we doing?
I mean, are you guys familiar with...
What are we doing?
What can be purchased up there? Well, you got to be careful.
Because I went to Green Bay and I went to a Brewers game this summer. I've noticed all the shops now up in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
They're all over the place.
And I don't mess around with the mortars because that's dangerous.
Yeah.
But now you can buy... I shouldn't listen.
No, let's hear
it. Unhinged. I think this is the forum for it.
Yeah, but it is dangerous. And
they're not for me. The risk-reward factor for me...
Yes.
I'd rather go to the local show.
Now you buy them you could buy a box. Like, I mean, literally, it's like this.
If you blow off one of your little fingers, though, what's the difference?
Whoa. Please.
What the fuck was that?
You could be the JPP of Sports Talk Radio.
Wasn't he messing around with mortars? That's where that's where it's dangerous.
You don't want to do that.
So you buy the box, you light the wick, and then you get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
And then the box does the rest, and it just...
Oh, you're fine. You light the wick, and you get the fuck
out
of there.
Get the fuck out.
That's how you know you're safe.
Light the wick,
I'm with Sylvia. I'm not.
See,
I'll sit and watch. I'm not going to participate.
And then when it doesn't blow up, then you're like,
you don't go back.
What's wrong with this? And then right when you go back, all of a sudden...
Doesn't Yurko have a story about a friend who did that and looked
professional
and blew his head off?
Yes.
Right?
That was a professional show, so the mortar rounds were huge.
Right.
And he put his head into the...
To see.
Yeah, and I think he had a lot... Like, you got to be... Use your head. Sorry, pun intended.
Literally.
What if you don't have one?
Like a flare.
He took your advice.
What if you don't have it?
And the flare, part of the flare went down like in and ignited the wick and set the fucking mortar off took his head off. I don't think it was a friend. It was Yurko's buddy, who is a paramedic, told them that story.
That's right.
It was like one of the barges out for one of the shows in Northwest Indiana for 4th of July. He was out on one of those barges. And the paramedic told the guys at the bar one night that story. And the guy's head was, split his head open. It took his head off.
I'll tell you what, though. That's actually a way to go.
I don't know.
Oh, bullshit. What do you mean that's a way to go?
I feel like it's quick and fairly painless, and it's done.
I mean, if you really think about it,
we are cringing more about it than the man who actually had to get through it.
Wait a second.
True.
We don't know.
And it's true.
We don't know how much it hurt to have his head blown off.
It's a valid point.
It probably hurt a
fair
amount.
I don't have the experience.
So we had, what was the question we had yesterday? Would you rather have a python
kill
you and swallow you, or
shark
attack? How would you rather die?
I would think it would be more painful with a shark.
I don't know.
Really? Man. Like
getting
a python?
Swallowed by a python?
Well, no, the python is going to strangle you first. So you're going to be sitting there as it constricts and then it swallows you whole.
I'm with Sylvie. I feel like a shark biting you, multiple limbs probably.
Yeah. All right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, now bleeding out.
I think once you have an injury like that, though, to Jeff's point about how to die, I think your endorphins, from what I understand, your endorphins kick in to the point where it almost numbs you.
You don't feel it?
I
like if you got bit by a shark?
Yeah.
I think you'd feel it.
Call a doctor.
I think you'd feel it. I don't want to find out.
What were the videos when we were growing up?
Oh, yeah. Faces of Death.
Of Death. This was like, you would want to get your hands on one of these videos.
Would you?
When you were a kid, you would say you would want to, but I don't know. And they would show like real deaths, right?
Can I buy those up in Morton Grove? Can I come up there?
Deaths caught on video. Faces of Death, that series, they ended up doing like...
They did a ton
like,
of them, right?
Probably double digits.
Oh, yeah. I bet you they did.
Yeah.
I think eaten by a shark would be worse. I got to be honest. I think that's the worst.
I'm going to Google this. When you get bit by a shark, is it painful?
It's got to be.
Oh, you're going to pay. And I want to see the answer that says no.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
What do you mean? Is it painful? Of course it's painful.
I'm saying like when you have significant, like ridiculous trauma, I think the body does kind of kick in.
Eventually, but I would still think it's painful.
I'm running through a top 10 list here. Neither applies, actually.
Really?
What do you mean neither applies?
Like in the top 10 most painful ways to die. Burning to death is, I'm sorry. Yeah. Burning to death is number one.
Why are we talking about
this? I don't know. This is unhinged, I thought.
Burning would be the worst, I think.
How bad does it hurt?
Let's see what we can get.
How bad does a shark bite hurt?
How was somebody going to answer that?
Well, someone's probably survived it.
Well, I'm sure, but...
Pain derives from a variety of factors, not just from shark bites. The location and severity of the wounds, how clean or ragged are the lacerations, the extent of nerve damage, temperature of the water, etc. So there's no single answer to the question, though. Most shark bites are quite painful, as you'd suspect.
I would think so.
The answer is quite.
So how
quite
about painful. Them bears?
How about them bears?
How about them
guys?
Bears? Yeah.
How about that Robert Quinn trade?
We're gonna get us all fired.
What do you think of that Robert Quinn trade?
Now is the time to veer back into sports. Jesus
getting chased
Christ.
Down by a bear and getting eaten by a bear. That'd be another way I wouldn't want to go.
Well, did you hear the wrestler story that Waddle told in Waddle's World?
No, fantastic. Which one?
Well, there was one guy was yesterday? Being attacked by a bear.
Ago.
Two wrestlers
they were
out
like
in
Montana
the woods.
Or somewhere, yeah. And the bear came and started to attack his buddy. So the other guy jumped in to help his buddy, man. And they both got mauled, but they both lived. Then the question became, if the bear was attacking me and Sylvie and I were on a hike in Montana, first question is, what the hell are we doing on a hike in Montana? Second question is, would you come to my defense if a bear was mauling me?
Holy shit.
Yeah, what would you do? What am I going to do?
You're going to do what that other fucking guy did for his friend.
I can't leave him to death.
No, but I would think maybe from a distance I would start throwing stones.
Don't worry about it, Sylvie. Go save yourself.
I'd start throwing shit and making noise.
I think that's what I
would do. But I'm not starting to wrestle the fucking bear. That's a lose-lose for all of us.
It wasn't for these two guys.
Well, they're fucking wrestlers.
Yeah, I think
they're not superheroes. They're wrestlers.
Right.
They don't wrestle bears. They wrestle each other.
What the fuck am I going to do?
They know a single leg takedown.
You just Nelson around the bear.
How do you start wrestling the bear? What do you do?
Like a jumped on top of him, basically. Wrestler's a superhero.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
I don't know. Nothing with that attitude. Try to help me.
Using a weapon or going like... If
I'd go to try to find something that I could beat up the bear with.
The problem is how much time you have to really get there.
Hey, you know what? This sucks for you.
Yelling at it.
I'll call your mom and your dad and your wife and the kids.
I'd find the biggest, blunt object I could find, I think, and try to...
Big tree branch or something.
Something, yeah. And I think that's what I would do.
Would you do that? You didn't say
that. But I don't know that I would jump on top of the bear.
No,
I got to be honest. I think Sylvie might be right.
You
might
both die in that.
Yeah, then you're both
fucked. What would you rather have happen? You die or the both of us die?
Just me.
Nah, that's a good answer. Good answer.
But the other thing is if the bear attacked you, I mean, my first inclination would be to try to help you.
What's your move?
I'd grab the bear by its bear nuts and squeeze really hard.
What if it's a female bear?
I'd
Punch her right in the...
kick her right where it... I mean, it still hurts. Kick her in the ovaries, bro. Oh, what do you want me to do? Or you know what I do, Carm? You know what I do? I say, hey, Lady Bear.
Try to
hey, sweet talk Lady her. Bear. What do you think of this?
You ever see something like this? Why don't you come get some of this?
I hit on the Lady Bear.
I'm a bear, too. I'm Tom Waddle. Yeah.
I'm Tom Waddle. I'm a bear.
I hit on the bear.
Why don't you come get this?
Come grab some of this. I mean, the bottom line is she's going to try to help you.
She's still female.
He was like, see you, bro.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Waddle had a great run.
Kick him right in the bear dick. Yeah, I love
right
it.
Right in your bear nose.
I'd run and
I'd grab a handful of bear
nose. Need a new co-host. Need a new co-host.
Imagine that.
Who the fuck you want to host with me?
Do this show by myself. I'll have stories for a full calendar year.
We had a good run.
What's Olin doing these days,
guys? We're gonna need a good remembrance show.
What would you rather do, fight a bear or fight Olin?
I think I'd rather fight a bear,
right?
Like a real bear than fight Olin. Yeah. I think so. I don't want to mess with Olin ever.
Tyler, let's get Harbaugh on the show on Monday. We're gonna remember Waddle.
Then Tuesday we're going full Bulls breakdown.
What's Dane Sonsenbacher doing these days? Let's bring him in. Dane Sonsenbacher for a little while was like the new Waddle.
A little while.
This is what's wrong with us.
Sonsenbacher.
This is what's wrong with us as a fan base. We are so starved for success. That's the most complete win I've seen this organization have Monday night in Foxborough in probably 3 or 4 years.
Yes.
But now there are truly people out there that are making Super Bowl reservations.
No, there
are. Oh, yes, there are.
No, there are.
Oh, yes, there are. People that are now believe that, like, it's no different than anything.
No, stop.
Oh, God, stop yourself. There are people, when we get a little taste of something, we take it to the nth degree. That Bulls team was a true contender last year, weren't they?
Well, they were the number one seed. That's different than being 3-4.
If the Bears
win...
We're
in the hunt right now, brother.
If the Bears win Sunday...
Dude, they're tied for the seventh seed. Yeah.
There could be some of that next week if the Bears win Sunday.
In Dallas, against a good NFC.
If they go back to back winning, although
Dallas and then with a schedule ahead, they could make a postseason run.
Well, listen, if they beat Dallas and Justin Fields looks good again, it's going
to
be
yes. Well, for the seventh spot.
Oh, you mean to get into the postseason? Yeah, I thought you meant like make some noise in the postseason.
They could be then legitimately.
I get
in
it.
The
I'm
hunt.
Just saying. All I'm saying is I would love to see it. I just want to remind you, 11 days ago, we lost to the Washington Commanders 12-7.
Packers just lost to the Commanders.
Boy, the Packers.
Well, yeah, and you think the Packers suck right and they're now. Done.
They do.
Okay, they don't look good at all.
Does that mean we suck and we're done because we lost to the Commanders?
If they win Sunday.
We had the mini bye. We figured it out. Yeah. Luke Getsy knows what he's doing now.
Luke Getsy finally figured it out.
Fellas, I just want progress.
Me too. I want Fields to play well again.
Yeah,
that's
progress.
All I care about.
It's all I care.
It's the only thing, honestly.
Yeah, listen, if winning is a byproduct of progress, then I'm all in.
Yeah.
But if there is no winning, but there is progress, I'm still in. You know, that's what I want.
You know who doesn't have Super Bowl reservations is Ryan Poles, because he immediately traded Robert Quinn after that win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was the right thing to do.
Of course.
Yeah. That's what you want your GM to do. You don't want your GM to do what Ryan Pace did. Fall in love with your own guys and make stupid decisions for today that have no benefit for you down the road. The one thing I was surprised to see was, because we were all kind of surprised that Robert wasn't as productive this year through 6 or 7 games. But then I saw a stat, like he had a higher rate of double teams than any other pass rusher in the league.
Well, who else?
Was gone, all of a sudden.
No, I know, but still didn't realize that.
And to that point, too, I don't know how many opportunities he had because everybody was running on the Bears for the first 6 weeks anyway. And nobody had to pass on them.
Not only do you get a fourth-round pick, but now you get more reps for Gibson. The kid Robinson's going to get reps. Mm-hmm. There's another kid, I think, that they got from another team in training camp. Like, you're going to see some young guys get an opportunity to play.
Makes
good.
Sense, yeah.
Did you, Carm, did you hear our Scottie Pippen 2-on-2 story?
What happened? No, I didn't. I saw in the text chain. What happened with the Scottie 2-on-2 story?
So
Neiman Marcus,
yeah,
right?
It's in the Neiman Marcus catalog, or a Christmas catalog, whether
now?
That's an online thing or whatever now. Yeah, now for Christmas 2022, him and Scottie Pippen Jr., it's not an auction. This is a set price. You have a two-on-two game with Scotty and Scotty Pippen Jr. They will fly you out to L.A.
Wow.
You have accommodations. You get to have dinner with Scotty and Scotty Pippen Jr.
Who tips?
You get to have that was the ongoing joke, too. Right. Do you have there to tip yourself?
All-inclusive. Dinner with Scotty.
Dinner with Scotty. Play basketball. The two-on-two game. You have bourbon tasting of digits. You get
autographed copy of his book.
Yes.
Wow.
He will motherfuck MJ to your face.
Absolutely. Yes.
How much do you think it was?
That was the thing. And I'm trying to think what else was included. I think.
Well, they take care of all your accommodations, right. All your
airfare, hotel, dinner, basketball for $10,000.
I said $25,000.
All right.
I'll give you a hint. It has
$33,000.
Yeah, it has to do with his number.
$33,000.
Try again.
$330,000.
You're getting closer.
You're $3 million?
No. $333,333.
And Meller had the best idea of all.
I'm hoping Jordan goes and buys it. And then
and brings one
Marcus
of his sons
out there and they kick the shit out of him in a 2-on-2 game.
Beat their ass in a 2-on-2. Would that not be the best?
That is fantastic. So this is one winner. This is it. One person?
I don't know. Is it for more than one?
Well, no, I think it's one.
But it's one.
Well, you say that. But the fact
if there
that
were 10 people willing to do it, Scotty would definitely take the money.
$300,000.
They're in a 33.
Now, they say in the ad that $287,000 of it goes to charity for a charitable school here in Chicago.
Okay.
So what's the math? Is that 50 grand to him?
About that.
So he's saying
it's a little less than 50.
Give me 45 or whatever that is for me to do this.
Yeah. And Scotty will do it for, okay, yeah.
Which is still, it's still a lot of money, like 45 grand.
That's unbelievable. Somebody will probably do it.
I was going to say, do you think it'll...
Oh, yeah, I bet you somebody will do it.
I said that if you could guarantee me Michael and his son would be the ones that bought it, I'd spend $2,500 on a ticket to go watch it in the stands.
Would you?
In L.A.
Would you really?
If it covered my accommodations, like my flight.
Well, see, now that, so that's your flight.
Okay, $3,000. $3,000.
All right,
$3,000.
But see, that's your, now if that's your flight, like think about what round trip to L.A. costs these days and accommodations. Of course.
Probably, okay, I'll take it back.
Just your ticket.
Say $2,500 to watch the game and have access to Jordan and Pippen. Do I get to sit down for dinner with them, or am I just going to get to watch
that? No, I think you're just getting to watch.
I would pay a decent price to watch that.
That's hilarious. I fucking love it, honestly. I bet you somebody with stupid fuck you money will buy it.
No doubt.
We asked the question, could Michael still beat Scotty in a game?
I don't know.
Because Pip looks like he's in better shape.
Absolutely.
But when is the date of this? When is the thing?
I don't know if they...
Well, I mean, this is in the Christmas.
Give Michael a month.
You think Michael would get himself in shape?
I don't know. I think he'd do everything he could to.
I don't know.
Why do you think Pip's
He can't get his team in shape.
Pip just, the last time I saw Pip on television, he still looks like he's in good shape.
I mean, he's going to be perpetually thin. Just because Michael's got a gut doesn't mean he's lost all of his
athleticism. Michael's gotten puffy, he's been drinking and smoking for...
I can't believe the three of you guys right now are actually putting your money on Pip versus Jordan. I can't believe it.
I
can't believe Sylvie more than anybody.
I'm just thinking in my head, like, Michael really looks fat and out of shape.
I haven't seen, I've seen like glimpses of Michael. I don't know.
Well, we saw him in the Last Dance documentary. That's, you know, we got a lot of face
years ago.
There.
Maybe he's on that soda diet.
He's gotten better shape
maybe he's
over the last
in shape
2 years.
With Cat.
You know, and he's got two
on soda.
He's got two young kids. He's busy parenting.
Oh, no doubt.
And?
Can't even say it with a straight face.
And I'll still take Jordan.
Yeah, I probably would too.
Come on.
Pushed come to shove, I probably would. But I'm just like, I think it's worth rattling around.
He got his revenge. He got his revenge with Marcus. That was planned. The Larsa Marcus thing.
Are they still together?
I don't know if they're still together, but the damage was done.
Hilarious.
The TMZ, them getting that out there publicly, that had to hurt. Think about what Scotty's been through with, who was the first musician who was with Larsa, who broke up the marriage originally?
I don't know. I'm not going to be able to remember that.
Future, I think it was. First it was Future, then it was Malik Beasley, I believe.
That sounds right.
And then now, like after that... Oof.
Michael's son.
Michael's son?
Yeah.
And what is the icing on the cake?
It's a kick in the dick.
He goes out there and fucking beats Scotty in 2-on-2.
Boy, poor Scotty would be. What would Scotty have left at that point?
You think we're fucking done with you?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Here's a little icing on that cake. Right. Here's a little tip for you, Scotty.
Right.
I'll give you a little tip. A little just the tip. Right in your forehead as I go up and fucking dunk in your face. You think Michael can still, like, get up and dunk?
You know what? Maybe.
Would you stop?
He's like 60-something years old. I don't care.
More important, you know what? To the other thing about Waddle's World the other day, maybe Pippin could star in that British show we were talking about, Waddle.
Oh, yeah.
My Massive Cock? Isn't that the name of the
show? Is that the name of the show, My Massive Cock? That's an awesome name for a show.
And what do they do? They follow around
people
guys.
Who say they're, bless you, who say their lives have been negatively, or how their lives have been affected by having a giant dog.
That's fucking awesome. I gotta watch.
So the story was, this guy got fired in the interview process because the producers thought he came in with an erection.
No shit.
And he says it's not an erection. It's 7 inches around.
What the fuck?
9 inches long. It's 7 inches around.
What the fuck? It's bigger than this bottle of water.
Yeah. Jesus. It's a matchup problem.
He had to have special underwear made.
That's like Liam Neeson. Isn't that the story about Liam Neeson?
Liam Neeson?
Yeah.
Really?
Who was it? I have a special set of
skills.
Yeah. She said she unzipped his pants and an Avion bottle fell out. Who was it?
I've heard that now, yeah.
I'm trying to remember which actress said that. I'm like, oh, God, that's awesome. Can you imagine?
Merkin, you know the feeling, don't you?
Yeah, Merk knows. Yeah, he's lugging him around. He's got to tape it to his legs.
But he hasn't been fired yet.
All right, we got to go downstairs. We got a show to do. I'm hard for Dallas this weekend. It's going to be a fun weekend down in Dallas.
I'm hard for seeing if the Bears can actually put together another good outing.
There we go.
Like, let's see if they can stack a couple of great performances.
I'm hard for, believe it or not,
Liam Neeson.
Yeah. I'm hard to see what Baltimore and Tampa have cooked up for us tonight.
Like,
those are two teams that are fairly desperate.
You could be limp 7 minutes into this game.
Well, I could be.
I don't know, but it's still Brady and Lamar.
I have no clue what either team is going to serve up for us.
I know.
I have no idea how to pick this game.
Could be a good one,
but desperate. It's a desperate. Both teams are fairly desperate, especially Tampa.
I think I'm picking Tampa tonight.
If I had to pick, I don't have a play on tonight's game. If I had to pick, I'd probably take Tampa.
Tampa getting or giving points?
Tampa is giving a point and a half, I thought they were giving a point. Maybe it's a pick.
Tampa's favored
by a point,
I
believe.
By the way, Janice Dickinson.
Janice Dickinson. That's who it was. Janice Dickinson said that about Liam Neeson. All right, Mel, what are you hard for?
You know what I'm hard for? You know what they say, the age-old adage when... No, not quite yet. Although they do have Connor McDavid and the Oilers tonight.
They do.
When you're hard, just think about baseball, boys. We got the World Series starting on Friday night. Phillies and Astros.
That'll be fun. Let's go Schwarbs. All right, don't forget free supply, month's supply of Blue Chew just by using the promo code UNHINGED. Go to BlueChew.com. We'll see everybody next week. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?